Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi, you're holding in Shviz, Daf Samech, and the Ois Vodra edition. Beginning of the 8th Perek, Perek Shmini. Says the Mishnah, Klal Godol Omru B'Shviz. There's a big rule is said in Shmito. Kol HaMiyuchod Lo'ich Le'odom. Anything which is miyuchod, special, meant for Ma'achal Odom, for human beings to eat. And Oisi Yimeno Milugma Lo'odom. You can't make a Milugma out of it. Milugma is what you put on a bandage, meaning using it for medicine, not for food. Of course, you can't make a melukma that will be used for an animal. But if it's not food meant for Adam, you could make a melukma to be used for an Adam, meaning food that's meant for an animal could be used for an Adam as a melukma, but cannot be used as a melukma for a behema. And if you have food which is not a machal Adam, not machal behema, and then he had in mind to be both food for Adam and for Behem, which one could do. He has a chumrah of both. What's the chumrah of both? So the chumrah of Adam is that you cannot make out of it a melukma. And the chumrah of Behem is that you can't cook it. Food for an Adam you can cook because human beings need to cook their food. But Behem, for a Behem, there's no need to cook the food. So cooking food for Behem diminishes the size of the food for no reason, that you're not allowed to do. So something which is both oichel bei adam and oichel bei imo, you have the chumrus of both. Says the Mishnah, chishev alov leitzim, if you had in mind to make it into wood, not oichel bei imo, not oichel adam, harei keitzim has din of wood, which does not have kedusha of shmito. Kegoin, what are the items that could be one of these three? That can either be for an adam, or for bei imo, or for eitzim. Kegoin aseyo, ve'ezov, ve'akoronis. These are the three types that apply to all three. It says the Gemara, Klal Godol Omru B'Shviz v'chuli. Rabboin Barchiya Bo Kamei Rav Zeiro. Rabboin asked the question in front of Rav Zeiro. Oich le'odom v'oich le'beimo hoyu b'parsho. They both mention the parsho Shmito. Because the pasuk says, U'le'beim b'em techo v'lechaya shabat z'chot yeh kol tvo aso le'chos. Referring to food that animals eat as well. And also as Gdusha Shmito, it's also mentioned in the pasuk. Ma chom is meima, why do you see to say, Oich le'odom in oisim me'em melugmo, v'oich le'beimo oisim me'em melugmo. Why you say that oich le'odom, you cannot change it to be melugmo, to be used for medicine, but oich le'beimo you could change it to do it, to use it for medicine. Omolei v'hoiso shabbas ha'oretz lochem le'ochlo. Will be for you to eat. So it's talking about oich le'odom, and it says lo'ochlo to eat. Miut. What is miut? Miut oich le'odom. Ein oisim me'em melugmo. Le'ochlo, you can only eat it. You can't make out of it melugmo. It's like, why do you not make also oich lebeimo? Because it says, tekotvoso lechol, when it refers to beimo. It says lechol. Say only for eating, not for melugmo. Oma haboin barchio, kol medrash ha-doywish v'shev v'medrash v'shoin, ein ze medrash. Says the Gemara, if you can say a drasha that will contradict the previous drasha, you don't say the drasha. So the previous drasha says, lechem lochlo, only your food is lochlo, and not the melugmo. So if you're going to dash also le'echol and not melugmo, so then that contradicts the first drasha. So we don't say the second drasha. Says the Gemara Amud Beis, Rabbi Yisi loy omar ken. Rabbi Yisi had a different drasha. What was his drasha? Elo, his drasha is, v'oyza shabbas ha'otz lachem lo'ochlo miyut. So there's a miyut for you to eat. Lecho v'lavdecho v'lamoscho. For you, for your slave, for your maidservants. It's another miyut. Miyut achar miyut le'rabois. We have a rule. Every time you have a mute and another mute, so then you're coming to Min Rabbi, you're coming to add. What are you coming to add? So here we're going to use the Girso of Reb Chaim. Le Rabbis oich lebeimo shehoisi mehem melugmo le'odom. This special mute is coming to tell you that oich lebeimo you could use and you make it a melugmo for Adam. Says the Gemara of Rabbi oich le'odom. So why don't you say the oich le'odom also you can use for melugmo? Says the Gemara, Kaido my boy in Barbchia, like a Barbchia said, Kol midrash shat doirish v'shoiver midrash rishon. Anytime you have a drasha that contradicts a previous midrash, ain't a midrash. So meaning, I don't want to dash on something which contradicts something else. What's something else over here? According to this shita, the way Reb Chaim explains it, the parsha pshat says ve'yalochem lo'ochlo, you can only eat it. You can't use it from a lugma. That's just the pshat, not a drash. Then we have another miut that tells you, only you, your slave, your maidservant. And from here you learn that a be'ema is different. What is a be'ema different? That you can use it from a lugmo. If I'm going to say the other ones, you can use from a logma, you're taking away the pasha pshat of the pasuk. So therefore, I said only by beima, only by yichal beima, not by yichal odom. Says the Gemara, Omar Matmiyo, according to Reb Chaim, we have here a third pshat now, a third source. Kishimiyatato yichal odom yatato. Kishibiso yichal beima yibiso. Meaning you have two drushes. One drush is l'ochlo, 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 that's number one. Number two is you have mute acharbi, mute to teach you the behemah yes. So meaning the way Reb Chaim learns is three pshatim in the Gemara. How do we know that oichel odim you can make a milugmo, oichel behemah you could? The first pshat it says l'ochlo v'loy l'milugmo, and that's a drush that you can do only food, not milugmo. But it says l'chem l'ochlo, it's only you, not a behemah. Then the second drush is not because of a drasha, just lechem lochlo mashma, only achilo. And then there's a mute, achar mute, lirapo, he said, beimu you could do. So you have a drasha, beimu, yes. I mean, mainly, adam has to be no, because if not, the drasha contradicts the pasha pshat. The third answer is, there's two drashas. One drasha says, lechel adam could do milugmo. The second drasha tells you, lechel beimu cannot do milugmo. Others explain, there's not three different explanations, just the second and third are the same. One says, we have a mute. Why are you doing mute? Don't dash in the mute, achar mute, l'rabbi, so oichle adam, because you have a drasha regarding an adam for oichle v'loy milugmo. So in order to keep the two drushes, I'm saying like a matnia, I have a drasha for adam that you cannot do milugmo, and a drasha for oichle beimu that you could do milugmo. Says the Gemara, oichle beimu ma'u la'asoyis mehem tzvuim l'adam. Can food of a beimu can be used to color items that will be used for another? Ma'im oichle adam she'en usim milugmo l'adam. Food of Adam, you cannot make milugmo l'adam, you can't make medicine to Adam. Oisim em tzvuim l'adam, you still can make out of it color l'adam, because we have a pasuk that teaches you that you can do it for tzvuim, for color. And that we learn later on different base on base. Oichle beim, oisim em milugmo l'adam. L'koshik and oisim em tzvuim l'adam. So oichle beim, you could do use it for milugmo l'adam. Of course, you can do tzvuim l'adam, it's a kavochaber. Now, says the more mini milugmois, ma'ola soisim em tzvuim l'adam. Things that are meant for refuah, so it could be used for refuah for Adam, and it has Gdusha. Can I redesignate it for tzvuim, for color? Says the Gemara, look at the food of Adam, you cannot make milugmo. Still, you can make out of it color for Adam. Meaning milugmo that is meant to be used for refuah of Adam. So, of course, you can use it for color for an Adam. Now here, this Gemara clearly tells you the Milugmo doesn't have Gdusha Shvis. Now the question is, can you redesignate it? The problem is the Gemara Le'elim Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis said clearly that there's no Gdusha Shvis on Milugmo. So the Gemara, it's a steer, it's a contradiction between here and the Gemara Daf Nun Beis. Reb Chaim in the Derech Emunah says it's a Machlokes Sugyos. It's a Machlokes between the Sugya Daf Nun Beis and the Sugya, the Kilis Yankov, the father of Reb Chaim. He has a pshat to explain how to put both sugyas together. Says the Gemara, we're using here the girso of the Rash Sirilo, the way Reb Chaim brings it. The Gemara says, that's not even a question. What we said till now was clear, it's a kal v'chomer. But what is our question? Oichle beimo, not oichle odom, oichle beimo, ma'ala sois beim tzavoy lebeimo. Food of an animal, can I redesignate to be color for an animal? K'moidot omar boichle odom, she'en oisim milug melodom. Food of Adam, which is not meant for milug l'adam, oisim tzavim l'adam, you could use it to color for Adam. The kavasos, so according to this, also oichle beimo, shein also be milug l'beimo. Oichle beimo, you can do milugma for an Adam, you can't do milugma for beimo. So it's the same category regarding the beimo. But if so, nasim tzavim l'beimo, can you make out of it color for beimo? So can we learn from oichle Adam to oichle beimo that you can redesignate it for coloring? Says the word of the Machal from Dalef, Omar Biyosi. Mibema oichle odom oisimem tzavoim lo odom. You know why the food of Adam, you can redesignate it to use it for color for Adam? She can see the Adam yesh lem gdusha. Because the color, when used for color for Adam, still has a gdusha. As we learned beginning of the seventh parak, the minyat soivim has an ed gdusha shvis. So when you redesignate the food of Adam to be color, it still has gdusha shvis. But the food of a beimo, which has dusha shvis, if you redesignate it to be color for beimo, things are used for color of a beimo do not have dusha shvis. Meaning, whatever doesn't have dusha shvis means that's not the main designation of this item. Because whatever is designated to be that way, as a Kedusha Shviz, the Shviz is chal on it. The fact that when I'm taking food of a behemoth, turning it to a color, it doesn't have Kedusha Shviz, or anything which is meant to be color for behemoth, it doesn't have Kedusha Shviz, means it's not the main usage for behemoth. Behemoth doesn't need so much things to be colored. So that's why, says the Gemara, it's very different. The food of Adam could be turned to be color for Adam because it retains the Kedusha Shviz. But the food of behemoth, if it will be turned to color of behemoth, will not retain Kedusha Shviz. Therefore, you cannot turn it from food of behemo to a color of behemo. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Samech.